If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
Before we begin this week's episode, I want to let you know that I will be performing at a live improv show tomorrow night, April 12th, upstairs in Chaplin's Bar on Hawken Street in Dublin. I'll be performing alongside some of the regular guests on this show, people like Ali Fox, Pearl O'Rourke, Mark Canton, Luke Benson, and Laura O'Leary. It's called Bang Bang Comedy Improv, and tickets are available from eventbrite.ie. Thanks.
You've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
Hello and welcome to Phoning It In, the improvised phone-in show. My name is Dave Coffey. The usual phone lines are open, so get calling. We're going to kick things off this week with our topic of the week. This week we're talking about bad borrowers, people who borrow things but don't always return them. Jack, your sister borrowed your husband, is that right?
Yes, she did. Yes. It was a strange arrangement, yeah. But, you know, ultimately one that I had agreed to in advance.
Right.
And I think I sort of, you know, maybe my eye was bigger than my belly. I didn't really anticipate what I was getting myself into. But it hasn't worked out great, Dave, I will be totally honest.
We say your eyes are bigger than your belly. What were you getting out of this?
I thought, you know, I'd have a bit of spare time, you know, a bit of free space around the house. It's a very small house.
Yeah.
I thought that we'd be able to, you know, finally I could like find a hobby or something to do just once I didn't have the husband around.
Yeah. And what does she do with him?
Just loved him unconditionally. They've got now three beautiful children together.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm the godfather to all three.
That's nice.
Yeah.
How long had you intended to lend him to her?
I thought maybe like once every other Saturday, I was kind of thinking, was sort of the long-term plan.
Okay. And then how did she end up keeping him, kind of?
Yeah. So the third time he went there, let me get it right in my head. Third time he went there, he didn't come back.
Right. And have you spoken to him? You're the godfather to his kids.
Exactly. So we always meet up at like christenings and confirmations and communions and so on. Any religious event there where I can guide their children through their religious path. But beyond that, no, we kind of comment on each other's Facebook posts, but that's probably about it. And
It's in a sort of informal way?
Informal, very passive aggressive way. You're absolutely right, Dave. Yeah,
well, let's bring him on. Let's bring on Trevor.
Oh, God.
Trevor, why did you end up staying with, what's her name? Sorry, Martina, is it?
Yeah.
Yep. Martina, yeah. Well, look, Dave, it was a much nicer situation than where I was at.
Why? What were you getting out of it?
What was I getting out of my relationship with Martina?
Yeah.
Love, kisses.
Okay. Hold on.
Holding.
So Jack
I've never been hold. I've never been hold before.
You've never been hold?
Jack never been. And I've asked on numerous occasions, Dave, could I be hold? And I didn't get it once.
Right.
And guess what? Martina's been doing it.
It's because he asked like that. He refuses to say the word held.
Okay, yeah. That is kind of annoying, Trevor, in fairness.
Thank you, Dave.
Well,
I didn't
realize this was... I thought I was coming on to try and maybe, I don't know, reconcile this relationship, but...
You think we...
No, I mean try. I didn't necessarily.
So you
mean
want to?
But you're into that, maybe?
No, but no.
Okay, it's going to be difficult then if you don't want to.
I know. Yeah, it's going to be tricky. But give it a fresh shot there.
Let's
Dave.
Bring Martina into the mix.
Hi.
Martina,
you sis.
Presumably are happy with how this has all worked out. You've got three kids with Trevor here.
Yeah, delighted.
So you've no intention of returning Jack as per the original arrangement.
No. No.
Martina, do you not want any time to yourself to maybe develop a hobby or something like that?
Well, I mean,
what?
It's part of the problem.
How is this part
develop
of the problem?
Develop a hobby. You don't, I mean, just do some stuff outside the house.
I have a hobby. It's being hold and...
Yes, exactly. We hold each other.
Yeah.
And holding.
Is that is there a community around that or is there people you can kind of connect
I
with?
I just hate you.
You're my sister.
Martina, please.
You asked me to be the godfather to your children.
We weren't going to get aggressive.
This early, I assume. But you were definitely planning on it.
I mean, there's a reason why we only see each other at a religious events.
Yes.
It's not because
I
am
friends. To set the path for your children.
Dave, when I was 10 years old, I had a pair of trousers that
Jesus
I
Christ.
Loved.
Here we go with the trousers story.
When I was 10
story.
Years old, I had a pair of trousers
story.
That I loved. And our grandmother, rest her soul, she's dead.
I'm aware...
brought me out to the shop, and she said, Darling, I'm sorry I forgot your birthday. Mm-hmm. I'm forgotten a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
No dementia, no Alzheimer's, just she forgets.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, what was this about trousers?
So we go. Oh, we're all laughing now.
I'm sorry. You're right.
She took me out. She said, get anything you want. Mm. And I had just lost some weight. I wasn't able to wear trousers for a good 5 years of my childhood. Mm.
She'd lost so much weight, Dave.
I'd lost a lot of weight. And
the bigger problem was finding a belt.
I hate you.
Please, come on now.
So we go into the shop, and there are these beautiful trousers. Mm. Beautiful trousers, blue, corduroy, just soft, gorgeous. But they're very expensive, and our grandmother, she got them for me. They were delightful. 2 days later, Jack uses them to wipe down a car.
Oh. Yes.
Right? Oil all over the trousers.
Oh, Jack. Yeah.
Ruined them. And he was like, oh, no, I was just borrowing them.
I hate your
impression. And our grandmother died a week later.
I don't, you know.
Right, well, that's...
We're coming across a lot of kind of very well-established family trauma. That has nothing to do with the...
Oh, does it?
Does it?
How do you like your husband being wiped all over me?
Jesus.
Ooh, God.
That's right.
Oh, you're in.
I wouldn't have done it if I wasn't into it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a big oily pair of trousers, and she's a car.
Again, to clarify,
and I'm gonna.
They were oily after I had used them. Oh, well, that's the situation again. That actually does fit in.
And I'll tell you this: I do it so good, he never gets clean.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of that? No,
that's
he's a wreck for life.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, good, like the trousers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wrecked.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
And erect for life.
Yeah.
I can't. It's.
Martina, what if Jack was to buy you a new pair of corduroy trousers? Would that make any difference?
If he could bring our grandmother back to life and recreate that experience.
Those two events are not connected.
Well, they are for Martina.
Yeah, for her. In her.
Thank you, Dave.
Is there a way that you could resurrect your grandmother and get her to buy Martina a pair of corduroy trousers?
Is there a way I could resurrect our grandmother and get her to buy a pair of corduroy trousers?
I mean, metaphorically, you know.
Oh!
I tell you what, you can have Trevor back when you're dead.
So you do agree to that?
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
When we meet each other again in heaven, you would be mine, Trevor?
I mean...
See, this is why he's such a good godfather, because he's always
thinking...
Exactly,
I'm always thinking about the next step. Yes, I'm always thinking about the next part of the God's plan.
Okay, guys, it looks like you've come to a nice little arrangement there. So thank you so much for phoning it in. It was lovely chatting with you.
Thank you for having us, Dave.
Paul is on the line. Paul, everything you own is borrowed, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
How does that work?
I don't know. I just go from home to home, just sort of taking things from wherever I can and just bringing them back to my house.
That sounds a little bit like stealing.
No. My intentions are to give them back. I haven't sold any on.
Right. Have you given any back?
Well, no, not yet. But it's a process, Dave. Yeah. It's a process. You know, you don't want to wreck. I've curated quite a lovely home.
From borrowed things
from other people's.
How long is the oldest thing?
How long is the oldest thing? Oh, about 2 meters.
Why? What is it?
It's a big bench I took. I borrowed from a. I bought a bench I took from a church.
How long ago did you start borrowing things?
Oh, God, I've been doing it for years, okay. For years and years.
See, now, I think these people are going to assume that their things have been stolen. They will have, contacted the police, and...
Well, not that I'm aware of. I've been living guilt-free in my own home for the last 5 years.
Right.
A home that I also borrowed.
Oh, how did you manage that?
I went in, there was a lovely family living there, and... I just told them to
just
get out.
Shove off. and they did.
I'm borrowing this. And they did, yeah. They were very... I mean, look, it wasn't as easy as just saying it like I did there, but you know.
Yeah.
You say something with enough
Authority.
Authority. People just shipped off, and this isn't my home now.
Okay, well, I want to bring on Father O'Brien, who is the priest at the church where you borrowed the bench. Were you aware that this was borrowed, Father?
No, unfortunately, it was never actually declared at any point that the pew would not be coming back. I do want to clarify, it's not a bench, it is a pew.
Pew, yes. About 2 meters in length?
About 2 meters in length, that's what we're missing, yes, exactly.
So you want this back?
Well, ideally, yes, because it was Bernadette's favourite pew.
Right. Who, sorry?
Bernadette.
Who's that?
A woman in the town. Very well-known character.
Okay. And that was just, she just liked to sit there or whatever.
Well, you know, with church numbers being what they are of late, we are desperate to hold on to the few people that do come on a regular basis, Dave.
Well, let's hear from Bernadette then. What did this
Hello!
Pew,
what
Here did she this? Is. Here's
Bernadette!
Here's the town character, Bernadette.
Oh, wow. Are you ready for your day to be better? Because Bernie's here.
Bernadette, what did this pew mean to you?
Oh, well, it was my thinking pew.
So you went.
Wow. She used to think in the pew, Dave.
Went into the church to have a sit down and a think.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was my thinking. I'm sorry, I burned my mouth.
You burnt your mouth.
Bernie, what's happened?
Well, I'm a bit of a character, and I was at the cafe, and I was trying to make everyone laugh by downing the coffee real fast, and the second time I did it, I burned my mouth.
There's only one cafe in the town, Dave, and, you know, Bernie's always there trying to make everybody laugh.
Oh, I'm very funny in the cafe. I take all the straws, and I pretend to sneeze them out my nose. And then I do a thing with the napkins. I pretend like I'm like disrobing.
Yeah, it's like very good, Dave. Actually,
it's
if you did
very
see it,
good.
This sounds amazing.
Yeah. Are you live in the same town, right?
Yes.
Are you aware of Bernadette, the local character?
Yes, I've heard tell.
Heard stories.
I've never.
And yet you feel no guilt whatsoever to stealing her favorite.
Borrowing, please.
Well, do you feel guilty now, Jack or Paul?
Excuse me, Dave.
Sorry.
Thank you. Do I feel guilty for taking the pew or for borrowing the pew?
Yeah.
Oh,
the truth will out.
Well,
a Freudian slip.
As I believe in God, as God once said, no one ever says anything by accident.
Well you got me, everyone.
I'm
Oh, sorry. No, I think he's just admitted
you
to
got me, it. Everyone. I'm a burglar. That's right.
Oh, dear.
That's dear right. Heavens. I'm going to remove my mask. There we go. And it's another mask over my eyes, because I'm a burglar.
What is everyone wearing? I'm on the phone, so I don't know. I'm
wearing black and white stripes.
I'm wearing clown pants and a cat sweater.
Bernadette is a very beloved local character.
Yes.
And I left, Dave, I left where the pew was, because I used to do this thing, like, I was, like, I couldn't see it. So, like, I'd walk into the rectory, and I'd be like, oh, this way. And people would be like, no, Bernadette, there's a pew there. And I'd trip over it, and everyone laugh, including... Yeah. God.
Yes. The toughest laugh of all.
Yeah. And do you have any kind of like formal clowning training?
Oh, Bernadette, my goodness. Well, yes.
Bernadette, you don't have to tell them if you don't want to. You do not have to get into it.
No, I was in a cult for 15 years that was run by a famous French clown.
A cult?
It was a cult, and I've finally come to the place where I can call it a cult.
Okay.
That's why we were so eager to get her into the church, Dave, to get her away from such horrific indoctrination and brainwashing tactics about belief systems.
Yeah.
What did the cult believe?
Well, we believed that laughter would bring all the peoples of the world together, and
That's
that
nice.
At the time of the apocalypse, that we wanted everyone to be laughing at the same time, and then we thought we'd ascend into to Mars. We thought we were going to Mars.
Okay.
To a place where it was just Seinfeld all the time.
It's just Seinfeld, the TV show.
Well, yes, the leader of the cult, Monsieur Leftier, he loved Seinfeld. So a lot of our doctrine was you know, no soup for you.
A horrible message, Dave. A horrible message to spread to very impressionable people.
Like I don't know. I mean, everyone laughing together seems like a nice way to go
sounds
out.
Sounds great.
Yeah. No, it was nice for such a long time. It was wonderful until the end, as these things.
What happened in the end?
Oh, mass suicide. Mass suicide. I was saved by burning my mouth.
Oh, this was a separate.
This is where she got her nickname Bernie from.
Everyone was, you know, drinking the, it wasn't Kool-Aid, it was tea. Mm-hmm. But I had just burned my mouth. So I was like, I'm going to wait for my tea to cool down. Mm-hmm. And then everyone drank the tea and then whap, whap, whap. And I was like, well, I should leave. I should find a new this. It was horrific, actually.
Yeah, no, it sounds pretty rough, all right.
Yeah.
And then, how quickly did you fall in with Father O'Brien over here?
Fall in.
Well, you know, like get involved with the church and.
Yeah. Well, we met, like a gentle
stroll up and taking a seat as opposed to a fall in.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't mean anything disrespectful to the church.
Well, okay, Bernie.
Well, are we going to say?
I think you should. But I am a robber.
Paul, I have very little time for you.
I am a burglar, so.
You are a burglar.
I mean,
I think we've actually dropped a bit of the thread there where you're.
No, it's fine. You don't need to focus on me. I just want to insist
you're going to return that pew now that we've established that you did steal it.
Well, you know...
I'm kind of more interested in the relationship between
you
guys.
I don't think we should get into that.
I think this is very interesting. I think burglars come every day. But this, I want to know more about this relationship.
All right, Bernie, okay.
Priests are human too.
Yeah.
And
partly.
Many years ago, you know, I just got out of the cult and I was going to a meeting for trauma survivors that was meeting at the church. Mm-hmm. And I suppose, Father, you had a lapse. I guess I was just so funny. We fucked on the pew.
Oh, the pew. Okay. So.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
so sorry for using that word. I said it because I thought it would get a laugh and it didn't.
Do you still date?
So, yeah, how are things now between you or?
We.
No.
No, we don't. I don't think we should have told that story now, Bernie. I will be honest. I don't think that kind of helped return the pew.
Well, I mean, let's talk about
the pew. We had a threesome with the Holy Spirit.
What?
Oh.
What did I say?
We had a threesome with the Holy Spirit.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Is that how you described it, Father? Or?
I would have described it as divine intervention.
Mm.
Okay.
Which was, I observed you making love to the Holy Spirit. But
right.
I did not break my vow of celibacy by finger blasting you in the house of God.
Okay, well, it does bring you back to the pew.
No.
Paul, you can see this is a very important pew.
Paul, I want to thank you for coming on the radio show today.
No problem.
Yeah, and I just want to ask, do you have the pew in your home, or did you burn it,
mm-mm,
or is it around the corner from the church?
And have you read the bottom?
Did you read the inscription on the bottom? I have to ask that as well. I'd rather just know where it was, rather than if you had read the inscription on the bottom. So
okay, well, I'm sitting on it right now, so I'm just going to just flip it over.
Okay, yeah. Careful now, Doc.
It's very heavy. Yeah. It's very heavy. Be careful.
2 meters.
You did well to borrow it.
There we go.
2 meters of pine, yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, let me see what this description here. Yeah, it's a little faded, but let me just...
Mm. You don't need to read it out. You don't need to read it out now at all, Paul.
Father Finger Blast fucks forever? Bernadette. It's very long.
It's a comma, Bernadette.
Yeah, comma. Bernadette. I love you, and I will happily finger blast you for as many masses as you see fit. Dot, dot, dot.
Wait.
Forever.
Okay.
It's very sad when people vandalize church property.
But this sounds like possibly you were the one that did it.
Well, it looks as though there's a signature here as well. It's a, yeah, I mean, it's chiseled into the bottom of the pew.
A signature was chiseled into the bottom of the pew, was it?
That's what I'm just looking at. I'm just telling you what I'm looking at.
Tell me now, before you answer that, tell me this. Have you ever faked a signature on a I did my homework teacher in school?
Oh, sure. I'm a robber.
Faker signature on an I did my homework?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. So, just so I understand, I didn't have traditional schooling, but I'm just wondering if you... So the idea here...
Sorry, yes. Maybe this is...
Is there homework? Is it replacing the homework? And then why the signature
No. This is... Now, Bernie is, of course...
And how do you fake Bernie's your own signature?
I concur with this question. I really want to know.
Just to clarify...
your signature on?
Just to clarify, and again, I don't want to get too far away from God's light, but... you are new to the parish, Bernie. Growing up in school, you would have to get your parents' signature for having completed your homework, that they would sign that you did do your homework.
Why are you not turning in the homework?
Wouldn't
the proof be the homework? What school are they like, we don't want to see it, just tell us you did it?
Now, perhaps my parish was a bit odd.
In that you went to school there?
I was a teacher there and I insisted that you had to sign. Yeah. It is strange for people to discover in real time, maybe, that they didn't have a normal upbringing. But I don't want any of the children I taught to think that they're strange. Yet you would sign, your parents needed to sign the work you had done. To confirm that you had done the homework, as opposed to your teachers helping them, or that you had copied it.
Or another student the next morning.
Exactly. Or
the parents themselves. It feels like it would tempt the parents to do the homework. They're already signing it.
Mm. People love a quiz, and people love to, do little challenges that children can do. But
was it so much of a problem that other people were doing?
What do you mean by that? What does that mean? People love a quiz, and people love to do little challenges that children can do.
Like
what do you mean?
People like to know they're smarter than children.
That's true. Yeah.
That's why they had that show, that Are You Smarter Than a 10-Year-Old?
I mean, I am. I'm a robber, and I'm smarter than all the children.
You're not that smart. You came on a radio show to disclose that you publicly stole things.
Yeah, well, I mean, look.
You came on here saying you borrowed things.
Wearing a mask over my eyes. No one's going to know who I am.
He's got you there, Father. Okay, look, one last question, Paul. Are you going to return the pew now that you know that it has such significance?
I'll give it back to Bernadette, though.
But who knows?
That's fine.
Who knows who vandalized it and wrote that?
Well, the name, what's the name of the signature?
The signature is Father O'Brien.
Yeah. Maybe it's the father, your father who wrote that? Is it your parents who...
My father was a bit of a divil, I will be honest, and that's why I joined the priesthood.
That checks out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for finding it in. As I'm sure you know, Phoning It In is just one of the many excellent podcasts on the Headstuff Podcast Network. Here's a little teaser for another podcast you should definitely check out.
The Late Night Nod features original music and improvised interviews with guests from a fictitious world of arts and culture. Each episode weaves a conversational thread through tales of inspiration, excess and heartache with some of the creative world's best known personalities that you've never heard of. Join some of Ireland's most talented actors and comedians as they step into the world of the Late Night Nod.
If you would like to support the show, check out Headstuff Plus. For a small monthly fee, you'll not only help me to continue making more episodes of this show, you'll also get a heap of bonus content from every single show on the network. That includes new bonus episodes of this show, which will be released every other week. So please head on over to Headstuff Plus and sign up today. My special guest joining me in the studio today says he's the world's greatest hustler, Frankie Fingers Fitzpatrick. Frankie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave. Yeah, that's me.
What kind of hustling do you do?
Oh, I go out in the town and I'm doing card tricks,
doing those coins underneath the cups.
Oh, the ball. The cups.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and then where's the ball? It's not even there.
This all seems pretty kind of standard stuff, though. Like, what makes you the world's greatest hustler, allegedly?
Well, Dave, I'm just really good at it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. We do, like, those dice, and I throw a dice against the wall, and I'm like, how long is this piece of string? And actually, I'm holding the string a little higher up than the other ones, so they get all confused, and then I open it, and it kind of drops down.
Yeah. Don't give away all your hooks.
They fall for it anyway, Dave. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Have you made a lot of money doing this?
Huh?
Made a lot of money doing this?
Yeah. I'm rolling in it, Dave.
Okay.
Rolling in it.
Nice. And you've got a book coming out.
I got a book coming out.
What's that about?
How to hustle like a real hustle master.
Oh, so you are giving away all your
I'm giving away all my secrets. I'm scrapping the whole old system and bringing in a whole new system.
Okay, great. Well, look, we have some callers. Your ex-wife Diane is on the line. She said that she was the subject of your biggest hustle. What's that mean, Diane?
Hey. Well, I respect the game, but I guess you could say that he hustled away my confidence in myself.
Oh, that's a lot sadder than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, but you thought I was going to say my heart, but no, just my self-worth.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't think much of herself anymore, Dave.
Totally dependent on him.
That's right, Dave, me and my hustles.
How did he do that, Diane?
He told me that I'd be nothing without him. He said that if I ever left, he'd kill himself, so I stayed.
World's greatest hustler, Dave. Yeah.
But then you guys did break up. Who ended the marriage?
I did.
He did.
So you waited till you knocked her down to the lowest level and then you ditched her.
Yeah, I'm like, out the door.
Told me I brought it on myself.
That's right. That's right, Dave. It's all in my book, Dave. You can read all about it.
And Dan, do you still like feel this way? Is your confidence still super low, or have you managed to like?
I'm building it back piece by piece, but I'm still pretty traumatized. Hey.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. Is there anything you want to say now to Frankie? Now that you have him here.
I'd say I hope you don't hurt someone else the way that you hurt me. Because he really robbed me of a lot of years, and I hope you don't do the same thing you did do again with the love bombing and then pulling it away. And emotional abuse is abuse. Hey, thanks for having me on.
So, Frankie, are you still?
She's a great gal.
Are you still behaving this way with like your current partner? Do you have a partner at the moment? Or?
No. Just walked out on them this morning, Dave.
Okay, but was it a similar kind of thing?
Exactly the same. Love bomb. Okay. Restrict. Go off. Do my own thing, Dave.
Okay. Have you any remorse now, listening to Diane there, and how you ruined her life? And
well, she's building herself back up.
Yeah, but after years of you know poor treatment and low self confidence.
Didn't realize this is the kind of interview you're going to have, Dave.
Well, she called in.
You don't screen your calls, no. You don't ask who it is before they come on.
Oh, yeah, but we thought you guys might have like a joyful reunion. I guess not. We have another caller on the line.
Okay, great. This better be about my book. Come on.
Yeah, kind of.
Here we go.
It's a rival hustler, Paul Defoe Delaney.
Shit.
He says he wants to challenge you. Is that right?
That's absolutely right, Dave.
God damn it.
What do you mean, Paul?
So I've been watching Frankie Fingers Fitzpatrick for many a year, and I realize that I think I have found a gap in the market, Dave. I think I can swoop in just where he's not looking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which is?
Animals, Dave.
Uh-huh.
He's been focusing his entire career around
humans
and
manipulating
cards.
Humans, getting money out of humans, cards, street side tricks.
Yeah. That's right. That's what I'm all about, Dave. Yeah. Street side tricks.
Follow the birdie and so on. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd really follow the birdie, Dave. And so now I've been hustling animals.
Right. Okay. And what can you get from animals?
Skin.
Their skin?
Skin, horn.
Wait, their own skin or another animal's skin?
Another animal's skin,
Dave.
It's very much about pitting animals against each other in the animal kingdom in an all-out war for species domination.
Right, and then you get the scheme.
I reap the rewards, Dave.
Okay.
But it's a long con.
How so?
It takes about a year for each animal to turn on each other.
Right, okay. And are you still hustling humans as well?
I have to, Dave. I have to pay the rent.
Okay, so that's kind of...
This is a long con.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, Frankie, what do you think of Paul's...
Every hustler goes through a time when they think they can just pit two animals together and get their skin or their horn.
What was your time like?
It was... terrible. That was when I first started in the business. I was like, I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get some animals and I'm gonna make them fight. And guess what?
That's not a con. That's called cockfighting.
I was telling them that I was bringing them to a movie. The animals, and then they were actually in an arena.
Oh, that's actually quite good.
Well, what are you doing?
That didn't work.
It didn't work. Everybody does it, Dave. Anybody who starts out doing hustling, they always start out being an animal. They try hustling animals.
No, you see.
It never works out.
Here's the problem, Dave. Frankie's going with hate. I go with love.
Okay. Yeah. How does that look differently? Or
once I've earned the love and respect and trust of an animal, I then ask it.
To?
Skin.
Another animal. Okay, yeah, yeah. Is that different from what you did?
Yeah, completely different.
Okay, right.
I'm not even sure if I understand. What do you mean, love?
Well, you've probably never experienced true love, Frankie, because you don't really operate that way.
I don't really, what do you mean?
Well, you just, you know, you just go in and manipulate people and use them.
You've
and
never really had a real connection with any person.
Oh, sure I do. I connect with my audiences.
You're robbing them,
and you see them for most 15 minutes a day.
Yeah. Have you ever loved anyone, really?
Sure. Don't say
your parents, that doesn't count.
Did they love you?
No. Okay. I mean, what? No.
So you've never experienced...
I love my cards.
They're not people nor animals.
Does this explain a lot, Diane?
She's still on the line.
Hey, hang it up. Therapeutic for me.
Oh, it is good.
Yeah.
Good. How does this make you feel?
I'm happy there's someone else who's maybe going to take the crown away. I'll be honest, I was a little distracted. I got some alerts from my bank account.
Have you been hustled?
I think so. I think my identity was stolen, and just getting loads of messages. But of course, this would happen to me.
By an animal or a human?
Well, was this you, Frankie? Did you just steal her identity?
That's right.
Haven't you done enough to this poor woman?
Look, you reminded me that you were around, and I had to go.
Oh, you just did it while we were talking on the phone?
Yeah, I just did it while we were on the call.
He's good.
I'm the best hustler in the world, that's what I'm telling you.
Shit, I don't think I have a chance here, really. That's very good.
But what were we saying about true love, Dave?
I was saying, Have you ever experienced true love?
Paul, have you ever...
Definitely. I'd rather not get into it because it will be a crime.
Well, then I think you have no choice.
What do you mean it will be a crime?
If I disclose any aspect of my grift...
Okay.
Just to
be clear, it is already a crime. It's just that you don't want to... Yeah, okay.
Schrodinger's cat.
Ooh. Ooh. Tell me more about this. How smart is this cat?
Well, speaking of crime, I have a vigilante on the line who calls himself Mask.
Hi.
Mask, you say you're coming for Frankie.
Oh, yes.
Dave, at this point, can I just check, is this... The mask?
No, we
have to.
Thank God.
That's the last thing I want.
It's the last thing we need unleashed.
Yeah, yeah. It's the mask.
Wait, Dave.
Make sure it's the mask. Can you please confirm whether or not this is the mask?
It's written here and underlined mask.
With no, it's no, no, the,
not, no, no, definitely, no, definitely, no, definitely, no, no, sure.
Happy to be on the show.
Well, I'm worried, Dave.
Wait a minute, Dave.
I'm a little worried.
Wait a minute.
We can't compete with the mask.
Calm down.
The greatest hustler of them all.
Is something on fire? Because I'm smoking.
Okay,
Dave, hang on.
Let's just ask. Mask, are you in fact the mask?
Oh, yes.
No, no,
no, no, sorry.
Why would you put them
we
on?
We did not agree to a radio interview with the mask.
Listen, I'm handed a sheet of paper and there's things written down and I just read them out.
Oh my God, Dave.
I think we're all going to forget about the thing that I fuck animals now that we have got the mask on the room.
I'm from the bottom of the ocean.
Sorry?
What?
That's right. That's where the mask came from. Was the bottom of the ocean. That's right. Yes, yes, yes.
The river. It was a river. It came from...
From my perspective, it felt like an ocean. If I was in a bathtub, it would feel like the ocean. Smoky!
You're absolutely right. And do also clarify, those who wear the mask are not need to be necessarily aware of the history of the mask.
No. All right.
I believe a dog wore it once.
Yeah, true. I don't think it knew where it came from.
It was a good old time. That's easy as a dog. But Dave, I'm here because I'm about to choose a new host.
By the power of the mask.
You're going to remove the mask.
Yeah, well, right now I'm floating free.
Whoa! It's literally the mask.
Literally me. I'm sitting on a dead man's face.
I was wondering.
Oh my God.
I can speak for myself.
How did he die?
Tuberculosis.
It wasn't even like a trick or something, or like he got gangsters caught up with him or something.
I'm also a time traveler.
Oh, wow.
I'm in the 1700s, baby.
Oh, what a relief.
Wait. You're calling us from a corpse in the 1700s? That's a parable.
It's the mask, Dave. He can do whatever he wants.
Not that hard to understand.
No, it's true. Okay, so you said you're coming for Frankie. Does that mean you want him to be the new host?
I would be honored.
And I was pretty disappointed by Frankie's relationship with his...
With his ex?
Yeah. Kind of into this animal thing. That seems weird.
Hello.
Okay, what? So now Paul maybe could be the next host?
Yeah, I just want to know what this crime...
back to the crime.
Excellent. This should clear everything up, and it should be the mask for me. Go ahead, Paul.
The crime? Everyone here has committed a crime, I think we can all agree.
Dave.
I know this dead body I'm on.
Can I also just clarify?
But it wasn't a crime in the 1700s.
It's not a crime to be on a dead body in the 1700s.
The host.
Thank you.
Yeah, right, sorry,
I'm
sorry.
Going back to your side.
Thank you.
No, my host body committed a crime that would be a crime in your time, and now it's just kind of the way things are. So,
fair.
I mean, this is why I time travel, because I'm just interested in the law.
You want to know how law changed across different centuries.
It's fascinating, and I've been around for a long time.
A long time, yes. Well, I can tell you it's never been fully acceptable to do what I did, which is to make a gang of feral street dogs fall in love with you and then steal jewels from women.
That's definitely...
It's not a game.
How did you make them fall in love with you? I mean, I was on a dog and he didn't have the capacity for romantic love.
He just pissed on some gangster's head, I've heard.
I don't think
that was great.
I don't think you spoke to the dogs in the way that they could fully relate to.
Paul, I'd really love you to just tell us, how did you make the love happen?
I should point out that you did say a few seconds ago that you fucked some animals.
Oh, yeah.
Why we were all kind of caught up in the fact that the mask
was on. That's another thing that's not really a crime in the 1700s.
Exactly.
Still frowned upon.
But that's not how you make someone fall in love with you, Dave, is it?
Well,
I beg to differ.
It depends. No, sex and love are two very distinct things, but I think it's a much greater crime than to have sex with an animal than to betray its love.
Yeah.
Not
in the eyes of the law, or God.
I was on John F. Kennedy once. I just had to tell somebody.
Did you do then? Wait, you're in the 1700s.
Right now.
Oh, but you can just jump around.
Only
two times. Can't jump around just like on a field.
Oh, right.
Just
otherwise,
two times.
This conversation would have been pointless.
So you can jump through space, exactly. But you can through time. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So you jumped off, you went through time and happened to be in the same place as JFK was. Is that it?
Well, I came out of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
He found me. I was given as a gift, as a presidential gift.
From who?
The King of Japan.
Right. Wait,
The King of Japan.
I think we have the King of Japan on
the... Are you, the mask, are you of Japanese origin?
If I may, Dave, I believe the mask is a mask to do with the god Loki, the god of mischief,
god
I believe.
Mischief, Dave.
I believe that's Norse. How it is.
I had sex with Marilyn Monroe.
And Jesus. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That should have been your guess.
Did you get her
Dave.
To do a grift for you, some sort of con? I can't imagine having sex with something and not making it do a con.
I agree. Well, no, I'm conning them.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Is that okay, everyone?
That's fine. Well, no, it's a crime.
Well, look, we are running out of time. Mask, have you picked?
Have you picked
who? Who are you going to...
Oh, yeah. Come on.
We got the dog lover here.
Well, it wasn't just dogs, Dave. Come on, don't give
okay,
me that.
You're
time.
An animal lover.
I love animals.
Yeah.
And I love nothing.
Oh. True.
Are you going to go with love or hate?
I gotta go with the animals. I think I gotta go through with the animals. I saw.
Wait. Before you make a decision,
I think she just made the decision.
No, just before.
Yeah, before she makes a decision.
Before you make the final decision, I want to hear what Diane thinks.
Oh, yeah. She's still on the line.
The
she?
Wife of Frankie. Yes, please.
Hopefully she'll be in my corner. Yes. Come on, Diane. Remember all those good times.
Diane, he hurt you. Of course you want the mask to go with me.
Hi. Sorry. This is a paramedic. I've...
No.
I'm so sorry. I don't know if you're this woman's family, but we've just we've found her on the floor next to an iPad trying to order more diabetes medication and her accounts. Anyway,
she's locked out.
She didn't plan ahead.
No, it looks like her identity was stolen. And there are a lot of dogs here. There's a whole. It seems like a whole fleet of dogs. But so, if you could send someone to come and take care of the.
Oh my goodness!
Wait, are they your dogs?
If they are, they were listening into the show, and they seized upon an opportunity, and I would not have wanted them to do so.
Oh, they stole.
Oh, no.
Whatever else she had.
They would have stolen everything, including her diabetes medication.
All right, I don't know what this is, but I'm gonna.
Just sorry before you go. Yeah. Is she still alive?
Oh, sure. Paramedic. We did not check.
Excuse me, paramedic.
Hey, Claire! No, we shouldn't be using that. No, we've lost her.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Who do you think should get the mask? Should it be the guy who fucks dogs or the other
you
one?
You don't know
me?
Any of the context leading up to this, so do you not feel any pressure?
Just
to
say
answer.
Paul or Frankie.
Paul or Frankie?
Paul?
God damn it.
Well, Frankie, I gave you a chance
God damn
there.
It.
You are
we
not
really
getting
tried.
This mask.
We tried our best, but you know, I got a book coming out and I hope everybody gets it.
You get the book, you get the mask.
I get the mask.
Mask, any last words from you?
Come here. Travel through time and I suppose I'll hope I'm where you are.
I was on Moses.
Whoa. Wow.
Wait, when? Not just now.
Not in the 1700s.
No, how is it?
The mask can travel through time.
I know.
What is so complicated about
that? Where are you going to be?
Post-Burning Bush, pre-Red
Sea. Mask, just tell me now, where are you so I know where to go?
Oh, we're out of time. Oh, so lucky.
I need that mask.
Oh, I'm afraid we're out of time. I do want to thank all of my callers today, but I especially want to thank Aaron McGathy, Ro Carey, and Stephen Bradley. Guys, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, mobtheatre.ie, new classes. We have shows coming up very soon.
First week of April,
we have shows coming up. Yeah. So mobtheatre.ie.
And this is going out slightly later. So will the shows be from then on?
Shows have already started.
Yeah. Amazing.
They're going great.
We have screenwriting, improv classes. Shows are a big hit.
We had, my God, so
block.
Many amazing guests.
Brad Pitt came in.
It was crazy.
I wish you the listeners could have been there for that.
Yeah. But who knows what celebrities will show up every week.
Is it still in Wigwam?
Yes, it is. Based in Wigwam.
Ro, do you want to plug in?
I'd love to plug Primordial Views, the podcast I host with James Moran, another comedian. We have that. It goes out once every 2 weeks. It's where we look at every universal aspect of life, where we are corrected by a robot who is paying attention. Yeah.
Okay.
Robot James will correct us. It's unrelated to James Moran, but yes, Robot James corrects us constantly throughout the podcast.
Okay, Primordial
Views, available
Amazing.
Everywhere.
Aaron, do you want to plug anything else?
Just Mob Theatre Dublin and classes and friendship.
Oh, I would love to promote friendship
as well. I would love
to
promote just hanging out with your friends. Come on.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
Get it together.
Stop
Stop.
And if you want to see the stars, come to Wigwam.
The basement of Wigwam.
Is it every Thursdays? Yeah, okay.
So yeah.
Thursdays.
Okay, yeah. Amazing. Comedy, good time.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you to the Headstuff Podcast Network for having us and to Bobby Hearn for our theme music. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.
Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you'll count dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
Somebody stop me!
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.